thought, you know, we're going to talk about being sick, because I've been sick for a couple of days. I've had this sore throat and laryngitis. And, you know, when we're sick, people we love try to help us get better, don't they? If you have a tummy ache or you have a sore throat, mom, dad give you something, and you get better, you feel better. Yesterday, my mom brought me a sandwich, so I feel better. Steve got me stuff to help me feel better. Everybody wants to help you feel better when you feel bad, don't they? And sometimes, if you feel really, really bad, mom, dad, and people you love have to do even more to try to make you feel better. And the great thing about that is our parents will do anything to make us feel better, won't they?
I hope so.
Yeah. Is it not on? Just squeaking, not enough. Okay. But when we feel bad, we want to feel better. And sometimes our parents get really worried if we don't get better right away, don't they? Yeah. And so they bring us a lot of stuff, a lot of medicine, and they offer up a lot of prayers that we feel better. And we have a Bible story about a little girl who was 12 years old, and she was really sick. And her father's name was Jairus. And our story is found in the book of Mark, chapter 5, when Jairus was very worried about his little girl. She was very, very sick, and he was very afraid she was going to die. And so he went looking for Jesus, because he had heard that Jesus was a great teacher and a great healer. And so he went to see Jesus to see if he could come and help his little girl get better. So he found Jesus and he told him that his little girl was very sick and asked him to come with him to his house. And so Jesus did. He took off right away to go see the little girl. And while they were on the road and they hadn't got there yet, some people came and told him that it was too late. His little girl had died. And Jesus said, no, she hadn't died. Just believe, he said. Don't be afraid. He told Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. And he kept going to the house. And when he got there, everybody was very sad. They were crying. And he said, no, you don't need to be crying. She's not dead. She's just asleep. And he told everybody to leave and go on home. And he took mom and dad up to the little girl's room. And sure enough, he said to the little girl, just wake up. Get up. And she did. She got up and she walked around the room and she was fine. And Jesus said to her, just believe. That's what we need to do. So our story tells us things that we need to learn from this are that situations that may seem hopeless to us are not hopeless at all with Jesus. Jesus tells us to believe. And even when somebody doesn't get better, and sometimes that happens because that might be God's plan, we still do not live in a hopeless situation because we have everlasting life with Jesus when we believe in Him and we trust in what Jesus has in store for each of us. Amen?